Happy Halloween, everyone! Do I sound like Santa Claus?
Yes.
Happy Thursday! Welcome back to Hot Mess with Alex Earl. We're getting in the Halloween spirit today. Even though Halloween was 2 days ago, it's okay. We have a lot to recap about Halloween. I think Halloween's my favorite holiday. And today we have our most requested guest on. She's been on the show before. She was a big whoop. She was Sebastian the Ibis. She is Hannah Knight.
Hey everyone, I'm back.
I've had some pretty crazy Halloweens over the years, so I just thought, who better to call in than the only person that gets crazier than me?
I'm honored that you thought of me for that accolade. That's pretty an impressive feat, if you ask me.
And usually for Halloween, we go to Key West, and oh boy, do we have stories to tell you. It gets a little scary there. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Key Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Key was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Key always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Key's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair, so whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Key's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at key.com. That's Quay.com. For Halloween, we've spent probably, I think, the past four Halloweens together. Mm-hmm. We usually go to Key West for Halloween. This is like a UMiami tradition. And the scary thing about that is that we're really going to something called Fantasy Fest, but it is a swingers festival.
It is not meant for college students.
No. But the whole entire school drives down to Key West. It's like a 3-hour drive, and you literally see on Snap Maps like every single person in their car going down the bridge. What is that called?
It is the great migration of UMiami students. It's a swarm. Literally, you see every Bitmoji in their little cars smiling, just blackouts impending.
Yes. And we hunker on down to Key West, and this town during Halloween weekend is filled with like naked old people. How do you describe it? Like,
I have never seen more saggy skin in my life. You walk down, I remember our first time walking down the street was sophomore year. We had no idea what to expect. And we show up, there's like all these cute little cafes, everything's like green and pink and beach. And then you turn the corner and there's
an old man's ass.
Yeah, front and center, and then to the right and the left and down the street. And they're all with their wives who are equally as naked, and they're all chatting each other up. It's
and
kind of a
like,
scene.
Maybe 80 years old plus. Like, yeah. It is the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. You feel like you're in like your own Halloween town. It's like Hocus Pocus, but like make it Key West, make it Fantasy
make
Fest.
It naked, make it like, 2.0.
It's insanely crazy. Like, I don't even know how to describe the aura there. I think I made a YouTube vlog last year of our Key West trip, and like, you see, like, I'll put the footage right now.
Where is this from? Yeah. This is like a burn.
Oh.
I'm Cinderella.
Cinderella!
Right here is the lifeguards.
And crazy town.
Two sausages.
Like crazy naked people.
I love Key West.
Every street is like shut down and people are just like walking and partying. There's like a main strip of bars. What's that road called?
Duval.
Duval Street.
Did you forget Duval Street?
Oh my God, it's already
growing
so up good.
And growing old.
And I think the air in Key West is different. I don't think they're pumping enough oxygen down there.
They're pumping something else. They're pumping aerated insanity.
It's not okay. Like the state of mind that we're all in during Key West, like I don't know what happens, but we just become new people and we have very scary stories. It's like never a cute time there, but like the best time at the same time. After everyone drives down to Key West, we finally get there. You get to your hotel. It is only a Friday and Saturday that you're there, but it's like a constant like 48 hours of going out.
It's insanity. It is a manic episode for everyone there. So you pull up that Friday. Everyone is just beyond excited. They're shaking. And that is probably the only night that anyone actually looks good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the night you like actually you do your best costume because you're the most alive for it. But you get ready at like 4 p.m. when you get there and you go out until like 4 a.m.
Yeah. There's no stopping. And then after 4 a.m., you're up at 8 a.m. the next day to do it all again?
Because you go out drinking during Saturday day, people get changed and then do Saturday night. And like Saturday day, if people wear actual bikini outfits Saturday day. Like you wear a bikini with something to like make it Halloween-y. Like I would wear a black bikini in this and be a witch. And then the other times where you have like your more serious but still naked costumes. I've slept fully through costumes before. Like every year that I go, my costumes don't go as planned. Like
never.
I never make it to like doing all three of them to the full extent because you're just so disheveled. And like, I literally one year just like took a cowboy hat off someone on the road and like put it on. I was like, that's my costume.
There we go. I'm done. No, that's the worst feeling though. Waking up on Sunday and looking at the $100 you spent on your costume and you didn't wear any of it.
No. Yeah. You don't wear any of it. And then the drive back from Key West.
Oh God.
Is... horrid.
I had a terrible drive back my first year.
Yeah.
So I did not want to leave. I was in denial about the fact that we had to go back to Miami.
This is our first year before we had left. On the Sunday morning, we got a brunch. And we all went to brunch. Hannah's like,
I maybe took a little drinks at brunch.
We're all like, okay, the party's over. We're so hungover. Like,
like no, guys, keep it going. It's
Hannah's
still
alive. Like, wait, this place is the best. She's like, can I have shots? Like another round of shots at the brunch. She got cut off at brunch from drinking. Yep.
And then everyone else left, but Kate and Kristen really wanted to like walk around and just kind of enjoy Key West for like its wholesome vibes because now like the Swinger Fest had gone. But I was like, okay, this is a great opportunity to keep doing what we've been doing. Yeah. So I had Fat Tuesday slushies, drank at brunch. We leave brunch, Kate, Kristen, and I stay, and we go to Fat Tuesday's. I have a couple slushies there, and then we just keep wandering around the streets. Kate and Kristen are just enjoying the music, getting souvenirs, and I am getting drunk. And so we get back to the car. Finally, we're like, all right, it's time to face reality. We have to go to back to Miami at some point. And we get in the car, and I'm tired. We were drinking. I immediately fall asleep. I wake up. I'm in Kristen's Jeep. The top is off. I'm in a dark parking lot. I'm drenched in sweat. It is like 95 degrees outside. I'm looking around. I'm like, where am I? And then I look to the front seat and I'm like, where's Kristen and Kate? I like have no idea where they are. Surprise, my phone is dead. And so I'm just sitting here like hoping they didn't get kidnapped or something. It's been like 25 minutes at this point.
Weren't you like dying of heat exhaustion?
Yes,
in the car?
No,
too?
I was actually dying. They did not leave the AC on. Kristen was like, we'll just crack the roof and everything will be okay, she'll be fine. I was literally a dog. And they come back and I'm like, guys, where were you? They were like, oh my God, we just got the best dinner ever. Like, the sun was setting, we were at this outdoor restaurant by the beach. I am wet.
Hannah's clawing onto the windows. Let me out. Like,
but we finally made it back, and that was the best shower I've ever taken in my life. So
Oh my god, that's so funny. You could have died.
No, yeah, fully.
Another fun fact about Key West is that they have these pirate ships that float around the streets, and it's not like a little pirate ship, it's a full pirate ship. Like,
they do?
Yeah.
Fuck, I missed it. We have to go back. I need to see the pirate ship.
And I think people like rent these big ships. They play music. Like, it, I need to show a photo so you guys know what I'm talking about. It is like the size of an actual cruise just floating down the street. I'm like flagging it one year. I'm like, oh my God, like, let us on, let us on. And these guys let us on their pirate ship. And I'm hanging on to the front of this pirate ship like I am the girl from Titanic, like this. I'm like, oh my God, naked. This is the pirate ship.
What?
Yeah. You've never seen these?
This happened.
It's literally not real life.
My first year there, it was sophomore year, and I was just jumping out of my boots to be there. I'd heard stories, I'd heard the rumors of what this weekend was like, and it was just, it was a bit of me. The first night, I was a butterfly, so wholesome.
Oh no.
I had my pink sparkly bodysuit on. I decided I was gonna get butterfly face tattoos, so like the little wings all around my eyes. I was like, wow, I ate.
House boots down.
The cutest butterfly on the block. And so we go out, and I drank a little bit too much, and I decided, okay, it's time for Hannah to go home. I'm standing at the hot dog stand. I didn't voice any of these concerns either. I was just running them in my head. I'm like, okay, check, time to go home. And Brooke and I are buying hot dogs. My hot dog proceeds to fall onto Brooke's foot, and I'm like, that's my green light. I grab the hot dog, scarf it, and start booking
it. Wait, but your green light for what?
To go home.
Oh, okay.
I was just like, this is my moment. This is my opportunity. I grab it and go. I'm sprinting down the street, and Brooke's chasing after me like, Hannah, where are you going? Like, this is not like okay right now. And if you've ever worn Doc Martens, you know that it is like having two school buses taped to your feet. So I'm trying to book it down this street. I'm like, oh my God, the crowd is cheering for me. There's someone to my left going like, oh my God, she's Usain. No, they were saying, oh my God, she's insane. Like,
the butterfly has taken flight.
Yes.
She's off.
She was soaring and there was no stopping her. And then Brooke and I, she's 10 feet behind me trying to follow me, but and right outside the hotel, I just, the steel toe on that Doc Martin gets trapped, and I go splat. The butterfly got squished onto the pavement, and I fly like I'm fucking going for home base, and my face ate the fall. So
so to preface this, I had gone home. We were staying at two different hotels this year. And I wake up the next morning to my group chat going crazy, going crazy. All of a sudden, all I see, I'm infiltrated with photos of Hannah smashed in face, scars, blood all over her body.
Yep.
With this butterfly. And at first, I didn't realize the butterfly makeup was on your face. So I thought you literally had been ran over.
It like, looked so bad because all the tattoos now were mangled in with with scabs. This was not like a normal bruise. Like, oh my God, she hit her head. No, like this was...
Wait, did you break your tooth during this too?
No.
Oh, not this time. That was a different dog.
But the next day, it actually worked out really, really well because the next night I was a firefighter. And someone while we were out at the bar was like, oh my God, how did you get your face burns to look so real? I'm like, okay, this worked out.
You don't understand the severity of Hannah's face during this. Like, yeah. Oh my God, it was the most haunted picture I've ever seen in my entire life. Spooky. And like, if you guys are looking at it now, for anyone listening, like you need to just, maybe if there's one thing you watch during this episode, it's just looking at these photos of Hannah's face, because
they're honestly golden at this point. At the time, it was not golden.
It's our most treasured photo.
Oh.
In Key West, they have this little like tattoo station right outside the bar.
Very conveniently placed for all the drunkies to go get their tattoos.
And these tattoos, they're not permanent, but they're like semi-permanent. So they're like 3-month permanent tattoos. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I decided to get a monkey on like my left butt cheek. And you know, whatever. I get the monkey.
As one does.
I'm going about my day, and like all of a sudden I had like smeared it, like soon after getting it. I don't remember how I smeared it, but it was all over my arm, all over my hand, like everywhere. And I was like, oh, like this is fine, whatever. But because it was semi-permanent, I had this smeared monkey butt for like 3 months. I went home for Thanksgiving. My mom was like, what is it? I had black all over my arm, like all down my one thigh. Like, I don't know what happened there, but like the tattoo parlor right outside the bar always gets me. Like, that's always a big downfall for me. So I had monkey butt, which is what we call that for a while.
That's like a great name for it though.
Yeah. And also that night, I do you know that I went on someone's like yacht?
You did?
I don't know where I was wandering off, and I wandered to a dock and
yep.
Just strolling around the dock looking at the boats, and there's this one boat and I see like lights on in the kitchen, and like the door was open and it was a yacht. Like, you could see a full living room in there. Like, there was like a mansion built on this boat, and I was like, okay, like whatever.
So they were calling your name and they formally invited you.
So I'm drunk with this smeared monkey ass. Oh my gosh, I hop over the dock onto this boat
like a monkey,
like a spider monkey gripping on. I get onto this boat. First of all, what's the joy of this, Alex? So these like nice, fancy, like rich people are probably having like a nice dinner on this boat, and I'm crawling around it like this, like going through the sides, and I'm peeking in the windows.
Like, what's going on here?
And I'm with this guy. Like, I don't know why. Whatever. And I saw
you don't know why.
Alex fell in love this weekend.
I had a husband. We'll talk about that next. And I literally, like, all I wanted, I saw that they had like Lay's chips in the window. That might have been what called
that
me in.
That was definitely it.
I look in like the kitchen window. You could see from the outside of the boat. I saw like a bag of yellow Lay's chips. And I was like,
Alex hungry.
Alex hungry now. And I'm crawling around the boat. And like, all of a sudden I hear people like coming out of this room on the boat. And obviously I can't be seen or I'm going to get like arrested, which we'll get to in a minute.
Oh.
I literally run. I sprint to like the top layer of the boat. And I sat there with this guy for like 2 hours, just stargazing on this random person's boat. And like thinking about this now, I'm like, what like was I doing? Like, if someone had saw me, like they probably would have like shot me or like called
the
cops.
I was going to say, you definitely thought you were being so stealthy, but you probably were. You didn't get discovered.
Yeah. So that was my one.
Did you not talk to anyone on the boat?
No. I just like,
that's honestly impressive. I'm impressed.
So I was what do they call it, froggers? Are those like the people that live in your house and you don't know they're there?
Lodgers?
No.
Squatters.
Froggers.
Oh no, it's called frogging. I think that's
no,
from
it's
a movie.
Squatting. No, it is definitely squatting.
No, I think it's squatting and frogging. Well, whatever. I was squatting.
It's not frogging.
I was squatting down in someone's boat. And
you made a nice little home for yourself.
I did. And then I left. I just wanted the Lay's chips and then I would leave. But I think we need to describe to them this like costumes that people wear during this. Like, these aren't like regular costumes. Like,
no.
I was Cinderella last year, but I wore like a bra and underwear. And I was like, Cinderella.
This goes back to freshman year, actually, because I think this was even different at our school, like as a whole.
Yeah.
Like, Alex and I went freshman year.
Freshman year, Hannah and I had the sluttiest costumes that the freshman dorms had ever seen, I think. Like,
we thought that it was just, we talked to older girls and they were like, yeah, like everyone wears like their butt out and their boobs out. And we were like, okay.
And they did, but just I think freshmen were like hesitant to do that.
And we were like, no, not
we
us.
We weren't.
No, we went full-fledged and
I won the Halloween costume at the bar.
Oh my God, you did.
Yep.
That was good.
See where them booty cheeks get you. Key West, everyone's naked.
Yes. It's worse than it was freshman year. But honestly, it's kind of like it's a cult, I would say. It's an understanding that everyone is like, just enjoying themselves as little as possible.
As much as there is cameras there and everything, like, it feels like you're not being like judged. Like, you don't feel like you're in like the United States. Like, I feel like we went
to
like
a different.
It's not
even real life. It's a parallel universe.
Yeah, like I feel like I went to like dreamland and everyone there just like does not give a shit. Like, you just walk the streets naked. Like, people are doing insane, disgusting things like in the middle of the street and like no one blinks an eye. It's like, here
except
we go.
the bouncers blink an eye.
Oh my God. The bouncers are very, very strict there and scary.
If you bring a fake ID to this place, no doubt you are getting arrested. Yeah. Like,
so this is another part of Key West, is that everyone gets arrested, and the morning after going out, it's like a game. Like, everyone goes to breakfast, and you look around and you scroll through the local, like, jail cell and look at, like,
the local jail cell. Key West police like website, and it's like page 6.
Yeah. And you scroll, and we literally are like, oh, that's our friend Adam. That's our friend David. Like, oh, look at them all on here, all arrested.
Yep.
So if you go, you will get arrested, probably. Like, it's like,
the odds are good.
Odds are you got to be favorite. On your best behavior. I'm pretty sure this girl we know, like, whopped one of the officers one time in the street.
She was, I think, trying to get her brother into one of the bars. And the bouncer started getting aggressive. And she said, nope, I'm taking this into my own hands. Absolutely whopped him.
One of our friends almost got arrested, and I forget what she was doing. She was being definitely bad. And the police goes on his, like, walkie-talkie. It was...
Oh, my God. Yes. And she sprinted away.
And he goes on the walkie-talkie. He's like, girl with the long black extensions, two-piece black outfit. Like,
he called her out.
He was like...
the bad clip-ins.
He was like, arrest now. Like, whatever. Like, detain her. And so, like, all of the cops have been notified. And I rip off her wig, and I'm like, you run as far as you can, as fast as you can. And I think her phone was dead, but I was like, just don't get arrested. Like, we don't have time for this right now.
Yeah.
I found her, like, 2 hours later, like, 5 blocks down at, like, a biker bar. She's, like, having the best time of her life.
She's completely fine. She doesn't even know she's lost.
In Key West, there's probably, like, a handful of hotels, and then there's also Airbnbs that people stay at. So it's a mix of both, and, like, every hotel and every Airbnb on the street is, like, you Miami people. Like, it is shut down, like, crazy town.
Yeah. And I think the worst part about this, or actually this might be the best part, but we always waited until really late to book. And so the only places that were left were places that looked like army barracks. Like, they were this thin, and they were just bunk beds. So every night you'd come home from being, like, distressed, so tired, and your friend was with a boy on the top bunk. Like,
yeah, we literally stayed in rooms that were, like, the size of this bed right now, but there would be, like, 5 beds in there. And, like, everyone's getting ready for Halloween on the floor, and, like, the room over is, like, the frat guys, the room over is, like, another room of girls. Like, it was literally just, like, we shut down this town. Last year, my boob implant almost popped. So we're at this bar, and this was the first time that someone had ever come up to me asking for a picture, because
and we were so excited for you. Like, this was crazy for us too. We were like, go Alex.
This was last October, and I had, like, a few 100,000 followers, and someone, like, came up to me and was like, are you Alex Earl? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, can I have a photo with you? And I was like, floored. I was like, what the fuck? Like, call me fucking Justin Bieber. What's going on? Like, I was
who is she?
Like, you want a photo with me? I was like, okay. So I'm, like, going to take a photo with this girl, and someone that we used to hang out with came up to me and was like, can I take a photo with you? And punches me, like,
full throttle,
so hard in the tit. Like,
Mike Tyson that,
like,
tit.
I saw stars. I was like, I was holding my boob in my little Kill Bill costume, and I was like, I think that my boob implant just popped. Like,
she killed Bill.
She killed my boob. And so, yeah, so it's okay, because
it's still there.
Yeah, it survived, and the friend didn't.
That was so good.
Also in Key West, I think we should describe to them, like, the bar scene of what it looks like, because it really is just, like, two blocks of, like, straight bars, and there's like a few that are just, like, iconic, popping off at all times. Fat Tuesdays,
Rick's.
Oh my God. Ugh. Like, the Fat Tuesdays in there, it is like you are a sausage in a what are sausage in?
You're a sausage in a casing.
No.
No, you're a sardine.
You're a sardine.
You're a sardine.
Oh my God. Sausage. You're like a sardine in this bar. It's so much fun. And, like, the sides of the bar are, like, open. It's just, like, a railing. And, like, when people don't want to wait in line to get in, because all the bars have, like, long lines, people are, like,
hopping the side and like the police is like ripping you down. Like
it's insane. They did that to me. There's also a wall just of frozen spinning drinks and you're literally hypnotized by all these colors. Yeah, and alcohol.
The sugary Fat Tuesdays cups will put you out.
Oh, they'll do more than that.
And my God. Oh my gosh. I probably blame this on the big frozen Fat Tuesdays. 100%.
There was something in
there. No,
them.
But I'm talking about my own experience at Fat Tuesdays. So I'm talking to this guy and maybe my stomach was getting a little twisty because I was nervous talking to this guy. It was the sugary tequila drink mixed with like the nerves of talking to a boy. And all of a sudden I feel like, ooh, I'm like, wait, I feel a little wet between my butt cheeks.
It wasn't because of the guy.
A little shart had slipped out. I didn't know if I just shit my pants. So I'm like, oh, I really have to go. I run to the bathroom. And I sharted my pants in Fat Tuesdays.
Keep in mind, we're in bikinis. Like, yeah, you are a brave soul.
I had like a white bikini. Oh, no. I think I had like a pink bikini bottom on at this point. And I was like, holy shit. Like, I just sharted my pants. Like, whatever. We continue on with the day. Flash forward a few.
She did clean them, everyone.
Yes. Flash forward a few months after Halloween. Yik Yak, the anonymous app where you can like write in things, became popular at our school and everyone was kind of like roasting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said on Yik Yak, Alex Earl sharted her pants in Fat Tuesdays. And I was so fucking mad.
Keep in mind, there's only a few people that like really knew that
the
story.
The only people that knew that was like our big girl friend group, group chat. And like,
so there was a rat.
So someone was a fucking rat and someone told someone that I sharted my pants and they wrote it on Yik Yak.
You got outed.
I don't know.
And now you're outing yourself. Honestly, yeah.
I don't know if I should put this in the episode. Probably not. But girls don't poop. Oh my God.
Girls don't poop.
They just shart.
Ever.
Oh God. And then the other bar, Rick's, is a playground. You could be in there for hours.
Yeah.
Because it's downstairs.
There's like 10 different locations.
Yeah. Downstairs, upstairs, sideways. Like there's 45 different bars within this one bar, which are my favorite types of bars to go to.
Yep. Every single level you could see something else. Like up here, I left all of my friends one night to just hang out with the swinger moms and just was dancing with them the entire night. They were the coolest people I've ever met. But then you go over there, someone's in a screaming match with their girlfriend. Someone over here is literally asleep on the ground.
Oh, well, someone was in a screaming match with their girlfriend and the girlfriend chucked something at my head. Do you remember this?
Tell
it. So this guy and this girl at my school, they like had broken up and the guy like really liked me, always tried flirting with me, but I was like not interested in him. I was like friends with him, whatever. But the girlfriend or the ex-girlfriend got like very like mad about this and like grew a hatred for me.
She was territorial.
So they were fighting in Key West and this guy left his like phone and wallet at the bar. So I'm like, I probably should not have walked up in the middle of their fight, but I'm 10 frozen Fat Tuesday drinks down and they're fighting and I go up to him and I'm like, oh hey, like you left your stuff at the bar, and I hand him his wallet. This girl takes the wallet and chucks it so fast at my head. I was like, bonk. I was like, oh.
Wait, actually, what is in the Fat Tuesdays air? What is in the Key West air? Like, actually.
I don't know.
Something possesses everyone's soul.
That was my second time getting assaulted in Key West. So I was like, I'm just going to keep on going. I just walked away. I was like, I'm so sorry about that.
So the other amazing thing about Rick's is that on one of their many levels, it's like the Barbie dream house for drunk people.
It is the drunk girls' Barbie dream house.
Is on the bottom level, they have a full concert venue for the number one rock band of all time.
I've never seen a band better. The Dirtbags.
And I've never seen people go so feral for a band that they don't know anything about.
Because this band doesn't have their own music. They just play other, like, mm-hmm. classic hits that everyone loves. And, like, you lose your mind. Like, I've been to concerts. I've been starstruck. I don't, like, ever do this. They have, like, a rope in front of the dirt bags. I'm reaching over them. I'm like, please hold my hand. Like, please. Like, oh, my God, they're perfect. And the one guy has little hair that, like, flaps in the wind, like, or his beard flaps in the wind like this.
Like a little hello to the crowd.
And, oh, my God, it's the best thing ever. You can, like, also Venmo them for song requests, mm-hmm. which is so fucking dangerous. I think
Kate has lost $1,000 to the dirtbag requests.
So have I, because, like, they have such a long list of requests that basically, like, the Venmo thing's just, like, a money grab. Yeah. And you're drunk and you're like, oh, they're going to play my song. I Venmo them, like, $100. Probably not that much, probably like 20, probably like 5. But I Venmo them and like just in hopes that they would play my song, and they never did.
I have a really mortifying story about the dirtbags though. It was junior year, we were there. This night I was especially excited to see the dirtbags, and I was a Cowboys cheerleader, and I decided to go extra ham this Halloween. So I had a 28-inch ponytail in my hair, and because I was headbanging to this band, my tiny thin actual ponytail was poking out the side of my extensions, like hanging out, and I really thought that this band was singing to me. So I was trying to clamber on the stage. I was actually physically going over the rope and trying to hop myself up on the stage. They wanted me up there, or so I thought. No, they didn't. They called security on me. And I got carried out of the bar by security, and there's the funniest photo. I think Kristen has it. And it's from the back, and all you see is my 28-inch ponytail, my little real ponytail, and then just the security guard like manhandling me out of this concert.
Oh, it's okay.
It's
okay. Oh, God. Wait, I just realized in my head that we went to Key West 3 years. For some reason, I was thinking it was only two.
Yeah, no, we
best
went
3 years of my life.
I know. We have to go back.
All my episodes are about college. like, girl, get a fucking grip.
To be fair, we have a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah, we do.
In respects to actually, like, telling stories about
also
happened.
In respects of people like getting to know me and getting to know us, like they need to know where we come from.
I know you said that in your last podcast, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, you've never actually told what going out with you is like or what we actually do as a friend group. I think that this is important.
Yeah, it is. We're definitely like very similar.
Yes. Oh my God, this was the other thing I was thinking in your last podcast when you were talking to Ashton, and you were like, yeah, I'm usually drawn to people who are like very calm and whatever. Alex and I are each other's enablers. We are too similar in the fact that if we are ever alone together, do something, act.
Yeah, we're like the two friends that like can't go out together because it's just never gonna end up good. And that was a prime example of our freshman year because we went out every night together. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So people had to intervene.
Like our friends were like, you guys need to get apart from each other because we were literally like all of a sudden it's a Monday night, I have an exam in the morning, and then the next thing you know, we're like in some Rolls Royce getting like flown out.
All we had to do
Miami.
Was just give like the, are you going out?
Yeah, it would always, I'm like, wait, but are you going out? And she's like, well, only if you're going out. And I'm like, okay, well.
Well, that's a yes.
Then I guess we're going. I think we're definitely both really fun. I would say, though, I think I'm a little bit more responsible.
You are. Well, no, that's not even an I think.
Okay, yeah, cool.
I think there's something about going out where my brain leaves the chat.
Also, your phone yep, always dies.
My phone, that's so, like, definitely she just, a like, liability issue.
No one can contact Hannah. Like, she's just, like, out there
I'm
in the world.
I'm very present in the moment.
Now that we graduated, I feel like it's not frowned upon to go back. Like, people go back to Key West, but I feel like 1 year
it's a little weird.
Like, that would just be a little
It's a weird. Little washed up, but we'll definitely be back soon.
Yeah. But this year, we're going to New York.
And Alex has, like, a huge party she's throwing on Saturday.
Yeah, so all of our friends from Miami are all migrating down to New York for Halloween, and I'm hosting a party. I'm like, what? I'm hosting a party. Sophie Tucker's playing. I'm so excited. But I just think, like, we have to make it our own version of Key West. Like, we have to make Manhattan Key West somehow.
So we should run a pirate ship and go through the streets of New York, is what I'm hearing.
And I'm so excited and scared for what this year is going to be like. But obviously, taking you guys with me. I'm not leaving you guys out. Don't worry. We're all experiencing this year's Halloween together.
I'm scared.
It's going to be fun, I think, hopefully. And now this year, we get to wear, like, actual real costumes.
Clothes. We get to wear clothes. Yeah.
Like, we're going to put on, like, a cool outfit instead of just, like, a bra and undies. So this should be a fun year. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside, summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. We finally made it to New York City. Tonight, we are going out to this club, which I'm hosting a party. I think that I have to, like, go up and say hi. I'm going to be in the DJ booth, and I'm going to, like, say hi after I've had a few drinks, so I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth, so that will be scary. Stay tuned for that. But I'm in the city. All my friends are here. Everyone from Miami came to New York, and then my friends from high school, Sally and Isabella, made it here. Tonight is going to be a lot of fun. My first costume tonight is Madonna, and I had this corset custom made, I guess it's like a bodysuit that has like this cone bra look. I don't even think I'm going to be able to breathe in it. And I'm wearing a wig. We are going full out. So I'm very excited. I'm a little nervous. I hope it turns out okay. We're all going to go to the club together. Oh, it should be interesting. My friends are here now. Here they come. They don't want to say hi right now. Hey. Look at them. Oh my gosh. So tonight's going to be a long night. And then we're going to sit and recap you guys tomorrow with what happened. I did Kristen's hair. She did. She's going to be Sleeping Beauty. So hopefully this turns out okay.
She saw me struggling and was like, I got to step in.
Halloween weekend. Here we come. Okay, let's get ready. Madonna is here.
Oh,
bad last night. I was big alleying, and I am embarrassed for anyone who saw me. This is Sally, actually.
Hey.
You guys haven't met Sally before.
Oh,
she's
Sally.
My friend. She's my friend from high school. So Sally and Isabella right here, I've been friends with them for 8 years.
8 years.
That's crazy. Like, that makes us sound old.
Or is it more? No, it's eight. Is it nine now?
Oh my God, it's almost nine.
I think it's yeah,
eight and
because
a half.
Ew.
Well, first of all, no one knew what I was. Everyone was thinking that I was Marilyn Monroe or Miley Cyrus. Everyone on TikTok was like, this doesn't look like Madonna.
I thought you were...
I thought at eight. Whatever.
She became Madonna.
I became Madonna last night. I really embodied like a crazy bitch. I don't know if she's a crazy bitch. She's definitely a lovely lady, but I was crazy. I got hoisted away by the security many times, and I got yelled at many times.
She like became not Alex. I don't know who she was. She was like performing.
I was performing for everyone.
Yeah, it was actually like I was witnessing a movie scene. Everything about it.
I was so happy. And like, I don't know, like wigs, like, I don't know. Maybe I should cut my hair and dye it like that because I felt so free, like flipping my head around with that like short hair. I was just like, no one can stop me.
Yeah.
To like start it off, we went to this club that I was hosting a party, and we got there and they were like playing this Madonna remix and had us go up on the stage. So me, Sally, and Isabella went in the DJ booth.
DJ booth.
Every bad night starts and ends with the DJ booth. At this point, I hadn't had anything to drink, so it was like kind of awkward because I was like dancing, and this was my first sober time in the DJ booth. And then it's kind of scary because there's like way too many people looking at you. But we went upstairs. Literally, my family was there. Like, my friends were there. It was a great time. But this is definitely where I went downhill first, because when we first got to the table, I took two shots in a row, like multiple times, because I was like playing catch up because it was 1 a.m. and I hadn't had anything to drink yet. So I just like took probably like six shots in the first like 20 minutes.
Alex was on the table. She was getting picked up off the table.
We're having a great time, and I became like a legitimate psychopath. I don't know if it was like sleep deprivation or what, but like I was dancing and like whipping my head around. Like, I'm surprised the wig didn't fall off. I was hanging over the railing at the club, and I'm literally praying to God that this doesn't end up on my For You page and I don't see it somewhere, but I was hanging over the railing, like so dangerous, and the security guard kept coming up to me, and I was like, let me live, like, oh my God. We were at this club for like way too long, and then this girl texted me to come to this other party, and I'm imagining like a club close by, whatever. We get in this Uber, and we get in the car, and he's like, this isn't your Uber, like, this isn't the right car. And I was like, that's fine, we just need to go to this address, like, I'll Venmo you. He said yes, and if you're listening, don't do this at home.
So dumb.
And there was also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There was like 10 of us in this car, like sitting everywhere, all on top of each other's laps. And I thought, like, it's okay, because we're just gonna like go down the road, like, that'll be fine. We're in this car ride. Something possessed me to hang out of the window the entirety of the car ride. Like, I'm like having this biggest scaries right now, because I'm like, what if my head literally just like got decapitated? Like, I was hanging out, and I was also upside down in the Uber. Like, my head was in the girl's crotch that like I was sitting with. And like, of course, this was like the one girl that like I actually like, I'm like not that close with her. Like, I don't really know her that well. And I like, my head was in her crotch, and I think she was like freaking out and like getting very claustrophobic, and like I was twerking on her face.
She was in a headstand on this girl.
I'm so sorry, Ella. And then whatever, we're in the car for a while, and Brooke is in the front seat, and she keeps being like, hey Alex, like, do you know like where we're going? I'm like, yeah, like this address, whatever. All of a sudden, she's like, Alex, we're like leaving Manhattan, we're going to Brooklyn. And all of a sudden, we're crossing this bridge and we're going to Brooklyn. And I remember the bridge because I was out the sunroof at this point now, and my head was flapping in the wind like a dog. It was the happiest Madonna there ever was. And we go to Brooklyn. So now I'm like, whatever, this club's in Brooklyn, not a big deal. We pull up and we're outside like an apartment complex, and there's like a big line outside. For some reason, I like bustled my way to the front, and like, I don't know how they let us in the door, but we were like all squished, like clamoring to get in. So we get to this apartment. We're like going up to the floor that this party is on, and we walk in, and I'm freaking out because for some reason, I have been to this apartment before, and I was at this apartment for like a NBA draft party like a summer or two ago, and I had like a very like weird cryptic night at this apartment, and I was also there. Yeah, and I was there till the sun came up. So then, you know when you're drunk and you like repeat yourself a million times? How many times last night did I say?
At least 500. In all of the videos, we're like Alex is just like, we'll just be talking, and Alex is just like, guys, but I've been here. Like, I've been to this
apartment. Guys, do you know I've been to this apartment?
That's why I know where the bathroom is upstairs.
Oh my God. Yes. So they didn't want to let us go upstairs to the bathroom. But mind you, in this Madonna costume, I was strapped up, belted up, Spanx tights, like 10 layers. Like, there was no going to the bathroom for Madonna. So I was like, fine, I don't need to pee. Like, I'll hold it in. For somehow, for some reason, I didn't actually end up having to pee the whole entire night. But when we got to this apartment, I was like, you know what? It's time for me to pee. Of course, it's like, Alex, like, everyone's going home in an hour. Like, just hold it in. No. So we go to the bathroom. After fighting our way to get up there, the security was like, no. And I was like, I need to go. Being the smart person that I am, I was like, you know what? Because usually when you're wearing a bodysuit, you can, like, scoot it over to the side so you can, like, pee. But I had Spanx and tights on under this bodysuit. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to move the bodysuit over to the left of my vagina. And I'm just going to pee through the Spanx and the tights. Like, that's fine with me. So I sat on the toilet. I peed. And I don't think I could, like, fully move the bottom part of the bodysuit over because, like, it was so tight. So I just peed through my Madonna costume in the toilet. And I guess I got my period because not like a lot of blood, but a little bit of blood. So this is like where everything gets really dark. I'm walking around this party. Like, I was like limp, like, ooh, like crazy eyes, whatever. We're outside and Sally's taking a video of me. I'm standing here. I think she's taking a video because I'm like, I can't walk and I'm tripping. All of a sudden she's like, Alex, did you get your period? On the bottom of my costume is blood. And it's because I peed through the costume that the pee like soaked up everywhere and it took the blood and it just spread. So like the whole bottom part of the vagina of this costume was covered in blood and I was walking around with my blood on my costume. I like would not be opposed to like going to the hospital.
Okay. Should we get IVs?
I have a story about this too. So when you get like an IV for your hangover, it's like supposed to hydrate you and make you feel good, but they can miss your vein, and when they do that, your arm like blows up like
a balloon. Oh, is that what happened?
That's what it is. Because I went to a meeting one day, really hungover. I was out till like 5 a.m. I went to a meeting the next morning at like 9 a.m. because girls gotta do both over here. And I'm sitting in this meeting and it's like at this guy's house. So he was like, okay, I have this like doctor who comes over. She's doing IVs today. Like, do you want one? And I was like, sure. Like, I'm pretty hungover. So she goes in my arm. All of a sudden I'm like, ow, like this kind of hurts. Like, this usually doesn't hurt. I look over. My arm is filled with blood the size of like,
oh my God,
a fucking balloon. And I was like, all of a sudden I feel myself starting to get like sweaty. The blood's rushing from my head. I was like, I'm going to pass out. So I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. Like, I don't feel good. The story gets even worse. So I wheel myself to the bathroom with this IV thing. It's hanging in my arm. I'm in the like same room, but just like in the bathroom. So there's just like a door dividing me between like the guy I'm having a meeting with and like me, and I'm puking, and like he can obviously hear me like because he's right next door, and I like come out wheeling my thing, and he's like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm good. And then he FaceTimes Kim Kardashian, and I'm sitting here on the verge of passing out on FaceTime with Kim Kardashian, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? And then I didn't like say anything to her because I was like, whatever. And he was like, you were so shy and awkward. I was like, little did you know, I was just about to die. So it's Sunday today, and Tuesday is actual Halloween, the 31st, and Heidi Klum is having a party. Well, she has a party every year, and last year she was like that weird caterpillar worm. Like a rainworm.
Forest worm.
I'm somehow like invited to the party, so we're going, and this costume on Tuesday is definitely like my favorite costume for this year's Halloween. Heidi Klum's party goes until 4 a.m. or something, and I want to leave the next morning to go back to Miami, so I booked us flights for 7 a.m. So I'm going to have to go right from the party to Miami.
In that glam?
Yeah, I did.
You're gonna be in the costume.
For Heidi Klum's, I'm being this white witch from Narnia. It's gonna be so good, but like we have this big custom made gown. I'm gluing like these icicles to my head. It's actually funny how I came up with my Narnia costume, because I like would never have thunk. Whoa. I would have never thought to be someone from Narnia. But I was telling NFL man, I was like, sometimes you kind of remind me of that like goat man from Narnia. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I don't know. Sometimes you just like resemble him, even though he doesn't. I was just like, wait, for some reason, like you're just giving that goat man right now. So I looked up like Narnia characters, and then I saw the White Witch, and I was like, wait, she's cool. So that's how I came up with this costume. And yeah, it's fun. But I kind of miss, like, being really, like, naked and slutty on Halloween. I think, like, we need to incorporate that a little bit more next year. Like, I was putting on my costume last night, and it was just, like, some of my booty cheeks were out, but I was wearing tights. And the tailor was like, ooh, like, scandalous, like, look at the butt out. And I was like, this is actually the most covered I've ever been on Halloween, and I'm, like, very depressed about it. Like, usually I'm, like, in a thong, no tights. All right, well, now I have to recover. I have some stuff to do for work tomorrow, and then we are going to Heidi Klum's Halloween bash, and I'm going to transform into Ice Queen. Let's see if I can pull it off. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Now that it's warming up outside, it's getting nice out, it's a great time to get out and do something, try something new, like a new sport, catch a game with your partner. Personally, I am going to try and take dance classes. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that I am determined to get in and make happen. And when you want something in life, you have to go for it before the opportunity is gone. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. Luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Got your eye on a rockstar candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and and resources and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Okay, we're on the way to go to Heidi Klum's party. I am Jadis, the White Witch from Narnia. I'm running late, so I have to go. I have a wire stabbing me in my head, and I, again, can't pee in this costume. So wish me luck tonight. Bye.